Blog Talk Radio.
God, it's all for the glory to God, our Father, our the Lord Jesus Christ, and our Savior. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is November the 27th, 2023, 7 o'clock here in the United States of America in Oklahoma. But thank you so much for joining me. Wherever you are in this world or in the future, God's love will never fail you. God will never leave you. That is always our motto. We trust in the Lord God. God's love never fails. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. The Family Church of JesusChrist.com is our website. There you can see some of the missions that we do. We don't post everything for privacy, but also the radio station is on there if you want to listen to previous messages. Also, the registration for Reverend Robbins Theological Bible College. Pastor Jabran and I would love for you to join the college, learn the Word of God. Also, if you want to join what God has called us to do into this great world of ours, you can be ordained by us as we see your commitment to the work of the Lord. But anyway, here we are towards the end of the year. Think about this. Never lose sight of eternity. Never lose sight of eternity. See, eternity has no beginning and has no end, just like our awesome God. There's no beginning and no end. God knew you before the foundation of this world. Jesus redeemed you back. He redeemed you back. Never lose sight of eternity. You see, your life will not end with the death certificate. God has made that null and void. There's true life ahead at a deeper and more beautiful level than anything that you could possibly experience in this world. Never lose sight of eternity. That's my word for you today. Life on earth is just the beginning. Everything that you're molded and doing, you will do for eternity. So get that joy going. Get that knowledge, that wisdom, that closeness with God. It's like the childhood of your eternity. Today is your chance to grow and to learn, to get acquainted with the Father God and His creations, to get a small, inviting taste of what's to come. Can you say hallelujah? Stir yourself up. No matter what it looks like, feels like, seems like, God is good. I read a small scripture the other day in Psalms 119, verse 68. Psalms 119, verse 68. God is good, and He does good things. Wow. Think about it. God is good, and He does great things. Embrace today with your whole heart, each and every day. It goes so quickly. Enjoy it. Explore it. Give yourself fully to living it well to the fullness. But never, listen to me, never lose sight to eternity. There's so much more to real life than what you can see right now. When you draw near to God, things in life will appear so small compared to the realities of eternity. In John 17:3, Jesus said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee." He's talking to the Father God. "That they might know thee, the only true, pure, holy, real God, and Jesus Christ, who thou hast sent." Oh, hallelujah. That you would know, Jesus said. This is John 17:3. "And this is life eternal, no beginning, no ending, that they might know thee, O Father, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." To know, to perceive, to understand at the fullness. You can do that. Draw near to God. Go boldly to the throne of grace, as Hebrews 4:14 says. Come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need, in this season, in this time. Never lose sight of eternity. It's all for your doing, your being right now. If you want to receive it, if you don't know the mighty Jehovah God, the true God, just ask through Jesus Christ. You can be saved, His son. Jesus, come into my life. Just say that right now. Be my Lord. Be my God for eternity. Excuse me. Be my God for eternity. And then He said in verse 4, of chapter 17 of verse 4 of John, "I have glorified thee, O Father, on the earth. I have finished the work that thou hast given me." In verse 5, and how, O Father, glorify me. And now, O Father, glorify me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. That's why Jesus redeemed us back, that you can walk in that glory for eternity. I want you to turn to one more scripture today. And this is 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And that's towards the back of the Bible, if you don't know. It's just before Revelation, 1 John 5 and verse 20. Listen to these words, as we call him Little John, the beloved disciple, as he called himself, of Jesus. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding, that we may know, perceive, completely know him that is true, the true God, the eternal God, life for eternity, no beginning, no ending. God has always known you and desired to bring you back to him through his Son, Jesus Christ, to know him that is true, and we are in him. I am like Jesus. Say that. I am like Jesus, the Son of God. I am a child of God, called by his name. I have God's name. I am his child. Eternity. Never lose sight of eternity. Get out of self-pity. Get out of yesterday. Start today, fresh. Live for eternity unto God. To know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. We are in the Father. This is the true God and eternal life. Back there in the book of John, chapter 17, Jesus said that they might know the life of eternal life, which is the power of God. And here in 1 John chapter 5, let's read that verse one more time. And we know, we perceive, we understand this, he's saying, that the Son of God is come. You've got to believe that. Faith. God has given man a measure of faith to believe that. Do you feel that drawing of his precious Spirit today? Say yes, Father, to that the Son of God has come and have given us understanding, that we may know him that is true. You can know the eternal God, the true God, and we live in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. This is the true God, eternal life. Know him today. Don't lose sight of eternity. I'm praying for you. Please pray for us. We're all together in this world to know the true God, the eternal God, ever. God bless you. Have a beautiful week in the Lord. Never lose sight of eternity. God has great things for you today. Tell him, I just receive you, Father, and all you have for me. Father, bless the people in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, until next time, God bless you. My years are gone.
Mighty is the Lord.